questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Dear Sheikh, our question today is perhaps a sensitive issue, especially in a world that is growing increasingly secular and that is going away from religion and religious practices. So the question, it is as follows. Why do you Muslims say that Islam is a world religion and not just a local one? Why should we or anyone from non-Arabic countries or from a different culture follow such an old Arabic religion? What's the benefit? What's the meaning?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, if the question is about the language, then the answer is that at the end of the day, Islam should have been in one language. I mean, the same could have been mentioned if Islam is like was an English religion. I mean,
right.
If the Quran was revealed in English language, then I mean, Arabic speaking people could have said that then it's not for us. It's only for Arabic English, for English speaking people. So, first of all, I mean, at the end of the day, the last prophet should have been sent to a nation, and that nation, I mean, should speak only one language. So, the same can be said if the Quran was revealed in any other language and if the prophet was sent to any other nation speaking another language.
Which did happen when prophets were sent to other nations, they spoke their
exactly.
language.
Exactly. This is mentioned in the Quran or in the narrations that the prophets speak like the people that they are sent to.
Right.
And then, again, if the problem is that why... I mean, this Arab so-called Arabic religion is for the, I mean,
the
other people should follow that. Then we
right.
can mention that, okay, do you say the same thing about other isms? For example, I mean, some of these schools, like let's talk about liberalism. Is it acceptable if a person says that, okay, liberalism, the first one who mentioned that was speaking French? Or speaking English, for example. So this means that this cannot be accepted by those people who do not speak French or English.
Right.
So
same critique will be applied.
Yeah,
then.
Would be applied for
right.
any other school of thought. Or Christianity was revealed, I mean, Jewish books and scriptures, they were revealed in Latin or Hebrew or any
language,
other language.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So can anyone say that this means that, I mean, the addressee are limited to those
right.
people who speak that language?
It's
this
a
is
local
not, I mean,
religion then, right.
a logical point. So, I mean, that is why we are in need of translation. The third point about Arabic language is that it's been proved, I believe nowadays, that the Arabic language has some, I mean, features and qualifications which other languages lack.
Right.
When it comes to conveying the meanings and messages.
It's a very precise
exactly.
language, Arabic.
Yeah. So having said that, let's talk about another aspect of this question that, okay, let's forget about the language. Quran was revealed 14 centuries ago, and now we are living in 2022. Yeah,
right.
21st century. So how come we may claim that we need to follow the same religion? For that, we may need to talk about the concept of what we call it as Khatamiyya, the fact that the prophet is the last prophet.
The seal of the prophet.
Exactly, the seal of the prophet. Now, one of the points for this last prophet is that the miracle of this last prophet is a non-distorted book. So we believe that the miracle of our prophet is the Noble Book of Quran, and it is free from any kind of distortion.
Alteration or corruption.
Exactly, which means that all the people from the time of the prophet onwards till the Day of Judgment can refer to this book and find it as a miracle. How is it a miracle? The Quran challenges all the people to bring a book like it, if not 10 chapters, if not at least one chapter, and no one has been able to do so.
This challenge was in stages. First, just one chapter, one verse of a chapter, and then...
No, we do not have one verse. I mean, the challenge begins with the whole book, then 10 chapters, then one chapter. Yeah, some people think that we have the challenge of one verse. No, there's no challenge of one verse. The minimum is one chapter. And let me also refer to one point that according to some scholars like Atullah Mesbah, Rahmatullah Alayh, chapter does not refer only to one out of 114 chapters. No, a couple of verses from one surah, one chapter can be a surah. Let me explain that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to Allama Misbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, which asks the people to, if you claim that the Prophet is bringing the Quran from himself, then bring one surah like the Quran, it doesn't necessarily mean one surah out of 114 surahs. No, surah in Quranic terminology refers to two definitions. One of them is what we understand by surah, a chapter, one of the one out of 114. The other is that, for example, chapter Baqarah consists of 286 verses. Now, we can imagine that a new subject begins from verse 70, and then the Quran explains on that, and it finishes at the 80th verse. Right. So according to Atullah Misbah, these 10 verses also constitute a surah. Now the challenge of the Quran is that bring at least these 10 verses of chapter Baqarah.
So bring a surah or sentences about a topic.
Yeah, a complete topic with a kind of introduction, explanation, maybe conclusion.
Right.
This is the viewpoint of Atullah Misbah. Anyway, so... According to, based on this idea, the Noble Book of Quran is the everlasting miracle of the Prophet, and the challenge is there for all the people. So if we claim that the religion of Islam is for all the people, one of the reasons is that the miracle of this religion is everlasting, and no one has been able to bring...
It is in the name of the Prophet, the seal, the last messenger
Khatam
from Allah.
Exactly. That's it. The next point is that, as especially the Shia, we believe in the concept of imamate. So there is no question for which we cannot find any answer in the religion of Islam. Regarding theological issues or issues related to Islamic laws or moralities.
Or scientific sciences as well.
Social issues, political issues. For any of them, we can find one answer. Based at least on the principles.
Right.
And I believe that this is something unique about the religion of Islam. So first of all, when it comes to the Shia, we believe in the concept of imamate. The imams were not prophets, but they were infallible like the prophet. So after the demise of the prophet, as Shia, we were able to take benefit from the infallibles.
Right. They're the awsiya, the trustees
exactly.
of the prophet.
Exactly, and it continues because we believe in a living imam. And during the major occultation of Imam Mahdi, as Shia, we believe in the general deputies of Imam Mahdi, who are the qualified mujtahid, the great scholars of jurisprudence. Now, when it comes to any issue, as I mentioned, these qualified mujtahid, they can find the answer to any newly raised question based on the principles mentioned in the Quran and in the narrations. I will mention a couple of examples later in this program. The next issue is that Islam is based on intellect. Again, according at least to the Shia school of thought and some of the Sunni schools of thought, one of the three or four sources of deducing Islamic laws is intellect. So this means that unlike some other religions, in Islam, if any ruling is against one's intellect, if there is an explicit contradiction between an Islamic law and the intellect, then it means that this is not an Islamic law because it is against the...
Because the Islamic laws are all founded in logic.
Exactly. And the next point is that, as I mentioned, there are a couple of principles which are mentioned in the Quranic verses and in the narrations. And that is why the religion of Islam, as was revealed at the time of the Prophet and explained by the Prophet and the Imams, can be applied to our date and time and era because of those principles. For example, we have a principle which is called, for example, la darar. You're not allowed to
harm yourself
or others. People. So this is a general principle, and nowadays we can apply it to many issues which were not there at the time of the Prophet or the Imams. This is another point regarding the, the fact that Islam is a religion for all the people. The next point is that the basics of religions, the basics and the fundamentals of a religion like Islam, is consisting of the theological issues. So when we believe, when Islam says that there is only one God, does it make any difference if you're living in, one after Hijra or 2022? It doesn't make any difference.
If you live in Saudi Arabia or if you live in Europe.
So the fundamentals of belief, the basics of beliefs are there. It doesn't make any difference. The nature of the human being is the same, the people who live in this time and in the past.
And the beliefs, the fundamental theological beliefs, they are the same.
Exactly. And the same is true about God, about the Prophet, about the hero. These realities do not change.
Right.
After the change of the time. And I know that, I just quickly refer to some general points. The last point that I would like to share, and I like the listeners to think about that, is the fact that when it comes to people like Plato or Aristotle, they lived, many centuries before the Prophet. Still, their books are studied and taught in the universities. And no one has ever said that, we are living many centuries after them, so why we are repeating and studying their books?
This knowledge is old and in another language.
Or Buddha, for example, or Confucius, for example.
Or any other historical figure.
Yeah, up until today, their words are highly regarded by many people. And I don't want to criticize that. The point is that why, when it comes only to prophets and the religion of Islam, they just mentioned that we have such a great gap between our time and the time of the Prophet.
Right.
So we have the same issues. These people were genius, and that is why their books continue to be taught and studied by the people. When it comes to our Prophet, we believe that he was not only a genius, he was also a divinely appointed prophet. So this is just an excuse. If there is any critic, come and talk about that point, a weak point in the religion of Islam. You cannot generalize your point by saying that it is outdated. No.
All right. And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are unfortunately out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and for sharing with us his knowledge. And I also thank you, the dear listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.